Advanced Skills for Reading by Neil J. Anderson and Kawamata Masayuki. Recorded by
Carolyn Miller
and Jack Merluzzi. Published by Sabido.
Unit 1. Have I found Ms. Wright? Reading. Scanning. Have I found Ms. Wright? In this month's Dear Agnes column, Agnes gives some sound advice on choosing the perfect marriage partner.
Dear Agnes, I recently met a wonderful woman, and I have fallen head over heels in love with her. I think she may be Ms. Wright, but I don't know. I want to marry her, but how can I be sure she is my ideal partner? Yong-il, Seoul, Korea.
Dear Yong-il, choosing your life partner is a decision that requires very careful thought. Getting married is something you do not want to take lightly. Divorce rates around the world are increasing every year, and in some countries, they are now as high as 50%. If you don't want to end up divorced and heartbroken, take my advice and follow these 5 rules to help you choose your perfect partner. First of all, you and your partner should be compatible. You need to know that you share a common purpose in life. You and your partner should have similar goals and ambitions that you can work toward achieving throughout your married life. It will be difficult to keep your marriage together if your partner wants to stay at home and raise a large family, but you want to travel the world instead of having children. Find out what your intended spouse's life goals are long before you tie the knot. Next, ask yourself this question. Is my partner a person with whom I can share my innermost thoughts and feelings? In other words, can you be completely honest and open with this person? Or do you sometimes feel shy and uncomfortable telling her how you feel? If your situation is the former, then you have probably found your true love. If, however, it is the latter, take your time before you make plans to walk down the aisle with this person. Third, only marry someone who has qualities you admire. If you respect people who work hard, you should marry someone who is hardworking, not someone who is lazy or too easygoing. Fourth, marry a person who is polite and kind to others. They will be polite and kind to you. In my experience, you can learn a lot about the true nature of a person by watching how he or she treats other people. A person who is kind and giving to family and friends will be kind and giving toward you. Someone who has good manners and is polite and respectful toward others will show you the same consideration. Watch how your partner treats people she does not have to be nice to, such as waiters, taxi drivers, or store clerks. Does your partner pay attention to how you and others feel, or does she have a self-centered nature? Finally, when you enter into a relationship with someone, remember that you should not expect to change that person. If your partner has qualities or faults that you feel you cannot tolerate, then you probably shouldn't marry her. Marriage should be about accepting a person, with all their good and bad points, for life. Finding your life partner is not always easy. Falling in love is a great feeling, so take time to enjoy all the emotions that go along with it. However, when you decide to marry, use your head and your heart to think about things carefully. Spending the rest of your life with one person takes hard work and effort. Make sure that the person you marry is the right one for you. Listening practice. In the reading, Agnes, the writer of the column, gives 5 rules for deciding whether or not to marry someone. Rule 1. A couple must be compatible. Rule 2. A couple should feel comfortable sharing their personal thoughts and feelings. Rule 3. One should marry a person that has qualities he or she admires. Rule 4. One should marry a person who is polite and kind to others. Rule 5. A marriage relationship is not one in which the partners should expect to change each other. She concludes that finding a companion for life is not easy, and both the head and the heart must come into play in the decision of marriage.